Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. We're back. There's news. But first of all, I'd like to give a shout out to all of our friends up in Canada. We've just been informed that about a quarter of the downloads that we're getting are up from our Canadian neighbors. And so we're thinking about you. We hope you can come back and join us soon. And so with that, I'll turn it over to Kim. Kim, what's going on?
Good afternoon, everyone. I sent you out a message this morning about the delay on the gym opening for a couple reasons, and I'll get into that in a minute. So first, starting tomorrow, the phone-in and online reservations begin at 10 a.m. Everybody keep that in mind. Whatever you used to in the past, that's changing tomorrow. So if you phone in for reservations, it's 10 a.m. If you go online, it's 10 a.m. The phone-in reservation phones will be available from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The online system will be 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Now, there are some of you who have written to me about the fact that this isn't fair. And you know what the answer is? You're absolutely right. It's not. And there's no perfect answer. There's no, you know, fair to everybody in the world. Many times life's not fair. This is going to be one of them. It is true. If you don't use a computer, you will be at a disadvantage. You'll be competing with people on the phone. You'll be competing with people on hold. And you're going to go up against people online who can make a reservation very rapidly. So it is very possible the priority of you wanting a certain time will be minimized. There's no good answer. This system's not perfect. We can't accommodate everybody in every single wish list. The point is, we can't handle with staffing the implementation of all of the government requirements by doing just staff alone based upon a phone-in system. It can't be done. And as we move forward in life, the online system is much more convenient, much more efficient. As a result of the requirements, there's a lot of, we need more capacity. We'd have to hire a lot more staff to make it work that way. So the online system increases our capacity and efficiency. We just can't implement a process to make it fair to everyone. But I think in the end, we have to do what is accommodates the greatest number in the best interest of the greater good. So to my answer to the people who don't use a commuter, I am very sorry about that. But I'm not going to put that aside. I'm not going to make it fair for you who are not using a computer at the expense of what I consider to be the majority of residents. That's the only answer I can give you. It's not a good one. Okay, the delay in the gym opening. A couple things came up which we have concern about. One is the online registration process. A lot of questions have come up, some issues have come up, and for one, we think we need another week to make sure we can resolve all these problems and issues and questions before staff's also going to be spending time registering you as you come through the door. So it would just get overwhelming. When we first opened the gym, if you register online, you will have clicked on a brand new waiver form and you're accepting the terms and conditions. If you don't make a reservation online and you phone in to when you come into the gym, you will be required to fill out a waiver. So this takes time. So if staff sitting there doing registration for people coming into the system and then has to deal with phones and questions about registration, we just feel it was going to be a little too much, a little too overwhelming. That's part of the reason. The second reason is we did have a staff person test positive for the virus. Person's at home and was tested and naturally came back positive. We have sent some other staff people home who might have had contact as we deal with the whole tracing. And so we're waiting for test results to see what happens with those staff people. And some of those staff people We need back here to open this gym. The staff person in question was a security person. So the question as to why the Montecito is not closing down as far as the pools, it's because we do not believe the security person in question was in contact with the people and or the indoor pool or the outdoor pool or the staff people there. So that's why that is still going. Now, if you have any concern whatsoever, stay home. That's the answer. If you have any concern whatsoever as this unfolds, stay home. So the gym now will not open until 7-6. Now, both phone-in reservations and online reservations will be 1 week out. If you remember, I described a conflict between the two systems because we were going to open Monday the gym. Well, that conflict doesn't exist anymore because we're not going to open the gym until a week from Monday. So tomorrow, when you reserve online, it will be for 1 week later. If you want to reserve for something prior to 7-3, for any activity prior to 7-3, you must call that in. The online system will not accept anything other than 7-3 out going in the future. Okay, so that conflict's gone. So I guess there was one benefit to the delay. It's not going to be mixed up. Now, when you register online, we need to verify you're a resident. That could take a couple of days. So when you go to register, you might not hear back that you're okay for a couple of days. You'll eventually get a message stating you've received a reservation packet allowing you to reserve online. That's when you've been verified. Now, we've had 200-300 people register, so staff can't get to all of them in an hour. You know, this will take some time. It's one of the reasons we're delaying this opening, because they're going to be going through hundreds of people. So please be patient. This basically is going to require a little patience as we go through the process in the next week, especially because sometimes there's questions and issues when people go to sign up. Now, there are issues with two people using the same email. Very simple if you alone are registering under an email, and then your spouse has her own email or his own email and registers separate. But many of you have and use the same email. You don't have separate emails. Now, I'm going to tell you that the system's going to be able to accommodate this, but I will tell you the best thing is to have separate emails for these kind of systems. Sometimes these systems have conflicts. Nothing's perfect in this world. So if you both have separate emails, that's the best you can do. Separate emails, separate passwords. So recommendation, there's plenty of free email services out there, Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo. Go to one and make an email for one of you and just use it just for this purpose. But if you don't and you still want to use the email, there is a way to do it. Much too complicated for me to explain it over this system, over the podcast, over the Kim's radio show. So when you email me the question, I will email you back and copy staff in order to then get you instructions on how you're going to do it. In a nutshell, you're going to register, and then you're going to deal with adding family members. And then as you go through the process, you'll put in another person's name, and then it's going to be asking you ultimately for a different password. The key is you have got to have a different password for each person. Can't use the same email and same password for the same person. That ain't going to work. It's only going to be registered to one person. So yes, it will. It is possible. It will work. So in a nutshell, it's you're going to be using this family, add family members function, and then you'll be adding another person's name and adding a separate email password. We're ultimately going to be, hopefully by tomorrow, get a video online so that you can watch how to do this in a video, exactly how to add these people in. Okay. Shadows. Many of you have asked about shadows because the county is allowing shadows to open, so why are we being more restrictive? It is true. The county does allow restaurants to open. The board has decided it's going to remain closed for sit-down dining for the moment. Takeout and delivery is still available. In the board's opinion, given current circumstances, one, you can't wear masks while you eat. Two, you can't maintain social distancing of 6 feet at the table. The fact that we've got experience from Sun City Palm Desert where opening didn't work and they're now closed, the board decided to take a wait-and-see approach. So we're going to wait and see. That is why it's not open. So till further notice, Shadows is open for takeout and delivery only. Okay, there's a board meeting Monday, live video. And if you want to speak, you need to go online and fill out the speaker card by 4 p.m. tomorrow, and then you'll call in to be able to speak. Questions about Frontier. Frontier is still moving along. The way these negotiations work is they give us a contract. We go through it and go, we don't like this, 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 and we want you to add this, this, this. We give that back to them. Then they go through it and go, well, we like this, 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 or we'll adjust that, but we want to do this. And then they give it back to us, and then we go through that, and then we give it back to them. And we're in that point right now. We've gone through it, and we're about ready to give it back to them, but we're getting close. We're getting closer. The points get reduced, and little by little, we're getting there. Prediction, the hope is to have the contract signed within a month and potential install to start in August sometime. It'll still take 3 months to install. So the Frontier program is still on target, and we're moving along. Now, the last bit of news, I need to announce that Bruce Marley, our wonderful treasurer, has resigned. And he resigned here a little while ago for personal reasons. People, you know, this is fun part. People always ask me, well, what happened? And my response is, well, it's personal. It's not public. If it was a public reason, I'd tell you. But it's not. So it's personal reasons. So cut the guy a little, give him a break, leave him alone. Anyway, he needed to resign. I want to thank Carrie Thompson. The past treasurer was elected to the board yesterday to fulfill his term. The board will vote on who's treasurer at Monday at the next board meeting. I can't thank Carrie enough. This is probably the most qualified and experienced person to take over in this crisis, in this situation when Bruce had to resign. When you see that lady, you say thank you. This will make the transition seamless. This helped a lot given what the board's doing at the moment. In the meantime, be very careful out there. As you all see in the news, things are going up. Newsom's discussing masks outdoors everywhere, but leaving it to county. So be prepared. Right now, we're on the watch list. I wish you all well. Take care. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Stay safe. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.